This is Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and as always, thanks for tuning in. It's now been a month, more than a month, in fact, since Russia invaded Ukraine. And if you've been keeping up with what's going on, you've witnessed a lot of death and destruction being wrought on the Ukrainian people. And you've watched the number of people who are fleeing that country hit 4 million. Well, Russia recently said it would, quote, drastically reduce combat operations in Kyiv and elsewhere. A lot of people don't believe that promise and expect the suffering in Ukraine to continue. To hear more about how Ukrainian Americans are interpreting the news and helping Ukrainians from Michigan, we have Mykola Mirsky with us. He is the chairman of the Ukrainian American Crisis Response Committee of Michigan. Mykola, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So start here. What's your reaction to what's happening on the ground in Ukraine right now?
You know, it's frightening. But, you know, although it scares us, we're not mourning, we're mobilizing. We're making sure that the Ukraine community here in Michigan, all 50,000 of us, are working together to protect our ancestral homeland and to make sure that we're alleviating the suffering. But at the same time, you know, we're scared. We're scared that people in Ukraine are very vulnerable right now. With 4 million refugees that are mostly women and children, this is, you know, a prime area for human traffickers to try to exploit. We're terrified of that. We're terrified of the forced deportations that are happening from eastern Ukraine into Russia. And we're terrified whenever Putin announces that he's going to be focusing on eastern Ukraine and then promptly increases his exertions in central and in western Ukraine. You know, that's scary. That's very scary for us.
What are you hearing about what's happening in Ukraine from your friends and maybe loved ones who are still there?
So when the war first began and we called our friends and family that were there, they were very optimistic about Ukraine's prospects of winning, and they remain optimistic that Ukraine is going to win. 93% of Ukrainians believe that Ukraine will win the war. But the tone with which they speak to us over the past couple of weeks has changed. So although they remain convinced that Ukraine will win, they have this kind of dread or fear of at what cost. How many civilians are the Russians going to kill in the process of losing their war in Ukraine? And it's frightening because this is what the Russian military does. As we saw in Grozny in the late 90s, when Russia was not able to subdue the rebellion in Chechnya, they flattened the entire city of Grozny in Chechnya. Mm-hmm. They flattened Aleppo in Syria during the Syrian civil war. And they're going to try and do the exact same thing in Ukraine.
So what are Ukrainian immigrants and Ukrainian Americans going through? And I guess what kind of organizing is happening here in Southeast Michigan to help with this situation back home?
So it's tough. It's tough. People are mobilized though. So we have a Ukrainian American Crisis Response Committee of Michigan, which is kind of like a coordinating body for all of the many Ukrainian American organizations that are doing so much. And there's a lot of them. There's the Ukrainian National Women's League of America, the Michigan division. There is the Ukrainian Congress Committee of America. There's the Ukrainian American Civic Committee. There's so many groups in Southeast Michigan that are doing a lot to provide humanitarian aid, to advocate, to raise public awareness, to ship medical supplies to Ukraine. We have shipped around 20 tons of medical supplies to Ukraine so far, from our Detroit operations. And we hope that we can increase that number with every week that goes by.
I wonder what you make of the U.S. response so far to Ukraine. We were talking earlier about the sanctions that have been imposed on Russia and the efforts to get Vladimir Putin to change his mind. Do you feel like the U.S. and its allies are in the right space here? Do you feel, I guess, frustrated maybe by the lack of more things being on the table?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Sometimes I'm not really sure what's going on in detail in Washington, but sometimes it looks like the administration is really being dragged by its nose by a bipartisan supermajority in Congress that thinks that more needs to be done. You know, a majority of Americans think that significantly more should be done in Ukraine and that Russia should be paying higher costs for its aggression. So I'm not really sure what's going on. I mean, we are we're very grateful for what the Biden administration has done for Ukraine so far. Without the weapons that were provided and without the supplies, Ukraine might have fallen. So we're deeply grateful, but at the same time, we need to remember that we have to give Ukraine not just enough weapons so that it doesn't lose, or so that way it loses very slowly, but enough weapons so that way Ukraine wins. This is a war of justice. This is a war for freedom. This is a war that must be won by Ukraine. It is in the U.S. national interest that Ukraine win this war. There is no way for us to kind of, defend the idea of a Europe whole, free, and at peace, which is a core American interest, without the security of Ukraine and without making sure that Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity are restored. So yes, I mean, we are extremely grateful for what the administration has done, but we would certainly like to see enough support so that way Ukraine can win and win quickly.
I also want to give you a chance to talk about what people here can do if they want to help in Ukraine. What if you're somebody who's sitting and watching this and maybe frustrated by all of it, what would be, I guess, a reasonable response?
Sure. So, I mean, a good place to start would be going to our website, uacrisisresponse.org. And you can find information there about what kind of supplies we're collecting. So if you are, or somebody you know is connected with a hospital system, the medical industry, pharmaceuticals, we need a lot of supplies from those sectors. And the supplies that we need are listed there on the website, and you can check it out and, you know, reach out to us and we can help coordinate deliveries and donations. You can also donate to the funds that we have listed on that site. We're desperate for the funds that we need to ship these supplies to Ukraine. So people have been very generous in giving us, in donating humanitarian supplies, but we need the funds to be able to ship them to Ukraine. And the medical supplies can't really be shipped. They have to be transported by air, because they're needed so desperately in Ukraine. And that is significantly more expensive, to either charter planes, use cargo planes, that kind of thing. Shipping by air is significantly more expensive, and we need the funds to be able to do that. So I would say in those two ways, that's how you can help. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. McCullough Mirsky, it was really great to have you here with us on Detroit Today to talk about the local impact of what is going on in Ukraine. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
That is going to do it for us today. Come back tomorrow when we're going to talk about the promise and challenge of tearing down freeways that devastated Black communities all across the country, especially here in Detroit. This is 101.9 WDET-FM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. We'll talk again tomorrow.